Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on OM Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego vulnerability impacts achieving with one's potential, recognizing the service and what they are doing, and ultimately coming to know their life's purpose. We're going to take a look at how higher ego vulnerability affects a person's ability to recognize and work with their abilities, their ability to recognize the service they are offering to themselves, others, and God, and their ability to experience a sense of meaning and purpose within their lives. People with higher vulnerability often experience a great deal of fear, anger, and guilt when it comes to working with their talents and abilities. These emotions often serve as the fuel behind their efforts. They also often use their talents to create distance from issues they are experiencing in self-acceptance and being okay with their weaknesses and imperfections. It's as if they succeed and achieve, their weaknesses and imperfections can be removed or washed away. But that doesn't really work because all of the hard work and success is conditional. They had to do something or prove something to themselves or sometimes others in order to be okay with themselves. It also doesn't work because all they end up doing is hiding or distancing themselves from the weaknesses and imperfections that often still exist. And it doesn't work with their divinity, which is something they're out of touch with. A stronger connection to their divinity would have them being okay with themselves while they work with their talents and abilities and accepting their weaknesses and imperfections. Allowing talents to be used in a love-based way for themselves, others, and God, not in a fear-based way, often only trying to serve themselves in order to create distance from their weaknesses and imperfections. Unfortunately, their higher ego vulnerability blocks the view of what's going on, which we'll be looking at today. I know this person very well. It used to be me. But before going more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by their ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of themselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with their family, friends, and co-workers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, impacting their efforts to achieve, to use their potential, to recognize the service in what they are doing, and to experience a sense of meaning connected to their life's work. Ego stupidity affecting their ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in their life. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow their mind with truth, while keeping them stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading them into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting their spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in their daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the impact that higher ego vulnerability has on the way a person views their abilities, works to achieve with them, recognizes the service in what they are doing for themselves, others, and God, and their ability to experience meaning and purpose to their life. As I said earlier, fear is often the source of the higher ego vulnerability person's efforts to achieve and be successful, though they often don't realize this. And this emotion is often complemented by feelings of anger and guilt when they don't succeed or when they fail. They spend a lot of time in fight or flight emotion, though they often don't realize it, and can be in denial, not wanting to believe the stress and tension of working hard to succeed and achieve is getting to them. They are often candidates for burnout in their work because they haven't been doing a good job of taking care of themselves by relaxing or taking a break. They are candidates to use alcohol or drugs in order to get that break. But unfortunately, that often leads to addiction that starts to take over their life. The alcohol or drugs don't get rid of the issues with self-acceptance, weakness, and imperfection that makes them feel vulnerable. They only add on to them as they take over the person's life. And for many, it does. The core issues of not being able to healthily accept their inherent human imperfections and weaknesses that we all have are being hidden from them by their higher ego vulnerability energy. The role fear, anger, and guilt is playing to motivate their efforts to work with their talents and to achieve is being hidden from them by their higher ego vulnerability energy. The role these emotions are playing, as well as the absence of love, in blocking a healthy sense of service to themselves, others, and God, is being hidden from them by their higher ego vulnerability energy. All of this is conspiring to undermine their ability to experience meaning and purpose to their life. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions of people are experiencing these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles, such as the perfectionist, the stressed out person, and the overachiever that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life. And here's the first symptom. You are motivated by fear in your efforts to achieve. People with higher ego vulnerability are often experiencing a fair amount of fear in the way they go about their efforts to succeed, to achieve. And sometimes this fear isn't an overt fear that you can feel intensely, but it's more like I would call a quiet fear or a subtle fear, not readily seen, but nonetheless still present. And sometimes this fear can be seen not in so much in the feelings that one is experiencing, but perhaps in fear-based thoughts or fear-based behaviors, or those that are connected to anger or guilt also can be clues and cues that something is going on, particularly the more consistently one is experiencing those kind of emotions, particularly when it comes to their efforts to succeed and to achieve. Here are some questions that are kind of connected to that symptom to see if you can get closer to it. Do you have a hard time or letting go of things you're trying to achieve? These are, you know, being able to sort of take a break and gain some distance from the things that you're working to succeed at or achieve. Do you have a difficult time relaxing or having fun when you're trying to achieve? Whatever you're trying to achieve isn't complete. It's not done yet. You haven't reached a place where you want to get to. And until you get there, you just can't seem to relax or allow yourself to have fun. Do you ruminate or obsess over what hasn't been finished? Kind of this, I keep thinking about it. I keep needing to think about it. I can't let it go. It's as if by it not being finished, something is wrong. I'm doing something wrong. And that's a way of feeling that vulnerability that's coming about. That's that higher ego vulnerability at work playing out in the repetitive thinking about whatever it is that was left undone. Is the unfinished task always in the back of your head? So even though you're maybe not thinking about it in a more intensive way, it's still there. You know, you really haven't really gotten a whole lot of distance from it. So when you think of these questions, does any of this sound familiar to you? Now we'll go on to the next symptom. You often experience work and achievement as a burden rather than with passion. Again, you often experience work and achievement as a burden rather than with passion. People with higher vulnerability often are feeling weighted down by what's going on in their work life, in their efforts to achieve and whatever the task is. And that's the burden, I think, that comes with carrying feelings like fear and anger and guilt in conjunction with the process of working to achieve. It's hard to feel an enjoyment, a joy or a passion when you're feeling the weight of those kind of emotions. Here are some questions that connect with that. Are you having a difficult time feeling excited about your work? You know, the feeling of excitement. I used to have days where I look forward to getting up and going to work, whether I was teaching or whether I was doing some testing or evaluations or whether I was going to be doing therapy. I just so looked forward to the opportunity to do that. Do you enjoy or do you feel like work is play? You know, for some people, that's a very foreign idea that your work is play. But that's the objective, I think, to get to that place where you're able to feel that you're really enjoying your work, that it's play, whatever it happens to be. Unfortunately, when we have that intense sense of vulnerability, it's hard to feel that work is play. And as I said, the emotions of anxiety or fear or guilt or anger make that difficult experience. Play doesn't feel like that. Do you experience fear when you're doing your work? You know, it's almost as if I have to, and I feel, you know, that stress, that tension going on when I'm making an effort to do the work I'm trying to do. Also, after you've succeeded, let's say you accomplish whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, how long does it take for the fear or dread to return? Seeing, you know, you completed this task, or you've reached this goal, or you've achieved, but then on the next day or so, you know, you're back to where you were. And that's because that energy is still in place. That higher ego vulnerability energy is still there, waiting to be to exert its impact on your next efforts to achieve, because you haven't really addressed some of the underlying issues, the issues involving your sense of your imperfections, the self-acceptance issues, or learning to be okay with your weaknesses. So does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to our next symptom. You often feel guilty when you stop working and take time out for fun. You often feel guilty when you stop working and take time out to have fun. This is something that people with higher vulnerability experience. I can relate to that. As I said, I was this person in an earlier version of myself in life. That guilt just seemed to come into place when you stopped making your efforts to, and work. Fun wasn't something that was in a way permitted. So some questions connected to that symptom. Do you feel bad when you're trying to enjoy yourself? So, you know, you're out there, you're trying to relax, you're trying to have a good time, and for some reason the guilt creeps in. I shouldn't be doing this. There's something not right about me doing this. Or do you put fun on hold until the success or achievement has been reached? You know, you stop, or you don't get around to having fun or relaxing because you need to have that task complete, or that work complete, or that success reached. Do you have difficulty realizing that taking breaks and recharging can help you be more successful? That was something I think I needed to learn, is that there's the value of taking breaks and recharging was in a way made you better at what you were trying to do rather than the opposite. And also, do you beat yourself up for trying to relax or have fun or get distance from your work? You actually become somewhat critical of your willingness to take a break, to relax, and so you start to talk to yourself in ways that aren't too helpful. So when you think about these questions and the symptoms, does any of that sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we're going to continue looking at symptoms at work when people are experiencing higher ego vulnerability and it's impacting their efforts to achieve. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid. Fix it to fix your life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me the voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue talking about symptoms involving higher ego vulnerability when it's impacting a person's ability to achieve, to recognize the service and what they are offering to themselves, others, and God, as well as being able to experience a sense of purpose and meaning in their life. And here is the next symptom. Your efforts to achieve are making it stressful for those you live with. Your efforts to achieve are making it stressful for those you live with. People with higher ego vulnerability are often very tense, as I could just simply say it. And that tension plays out in how they are in their interactions with their family members. Maybe it's with their spouse or their partner, with their children. It's as if the achievement is in the foreground of their way of looking at things and the way of being, and it kind of creates issues and difficulties. So here are some questions connected to that particular symptom. Do you realize that you're not the only one being stressed out by your efforts to succeed? This is something that people with higher vulnerability fail to realize a lot of the times, that they're not the only ones are being affected by what's going on when they're trying to succeed or achieve. If they are mismanaging it, and in the largest sense of fear or anger or guilt or are party to how they're going about things, that isn't something that's just affecting them, but it's affecting other people. Also, do you have difficulty realizing your moments of frustration, anger, and resentment are stressing others? So when you don't contain it, when it starts to show up in your feelings or when your behaviors are of anger or frustration or resentment are showing up in the way you interact with people at home, you may be missing this because the higher ego vulnerability is at work to kind of distance you from it, even though it's really happening. Also, do you realize that you're modeling poor stress management of your work? Something that I have seen a lot of times in therapy working with people is how they repeated a lot of times the patterning that is going on at home when mom or dad or someone else was experiencing a lot of stress about their work, and it was rubbing off on them. That modeling effect can be very, very powerful. And the child or the adolescent or maybe the spouse begins to take on some of those qualities or those characteristics. And also, do you realize that people are often walking on eggshells when they're around you? You know, that phrase, walking on eggshells. They don't want to set you off. They already feel the tension in yourself, in your life, and they don't want to add on to it. So they either create distance from you, or they get quiet, or they withdraw because they're feeling threatened, or it's somehow dangerous to be near you because they don't want to be a participant in the feelings that you're experiencing and the tension that you're experiencing. So does that sound familiar to you? One more symptom before we go ahead to reflections of ego stupidity. you may spend a lot of time positively comparing yourself to competitors. People with higher ego vulnerability may, in an effort to get distance from their weaknesses and imperfections and their lack of self-acceptance, start to talk themselves up and compare themselves in a positive way to others. So do you try to build yourself up by finding their weaknesses? You seize upon their weaknesses as a way to build yourself up. Or do you want or need others to build you up with positive comparisons to others? So instead of you doing it, maybe you want others, or you like it when other people also build you up. That makes you feel better. That makes you, in a way, feel like you're getting distance from your weaknesses and imperfections and lacking self-acceptance when others make those kind of comparisons. And do you like to tell yourself how much better you are at things than others are? I guess that's another way of building yourself up that sometimes people do. Again, engaging in what are ultimately unhealthy comparisons don't address very helpfully the underlying issues that people with higher ego vulnerability are experiencing insofar as lacking self-acceptance and having failed to come to terms with the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity. So when you think about these kind of questions and the symptom, does any of that sound familiar to you? Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego vulnerability person's difficulties with achieving, recognizing the service in what they are doing, and knowing their life's purpose. And these may sound odd or strange or inappropriate, but that's often because you're not living in their energy. But for those with higher vulnerability, it's leading them to engage in often rude, ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts and feelings and behaviors that are affecting their ability to achieve, to see the service in what they are doing, and experiencing a sense of meaning and purpose to their life. Can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal when it comes to their efforts to achieve, when they aren't. For example, engaging in these unhealthy comparisons or becoming angry with others when one doesn't succeed. In a way, this can be called normalizing abnormality. And the more we do it, the more we normalize it, and we have a hard time seeing it for the abnormality that it truly is. And again, like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through that same energy, something I mentioned earlier. I refer to it as a prism that the higher vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place. And they are intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, and mentally stable people, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making. Ego didn't make it. The energy set the foundation for it, but the higher ego vulnerability person is the one who is creating that world due to that unhealthy, imbalanced energy. And they can often remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and the ego stupidity. And they do this, they can heal this with the use of ego medicine, as I've said, and that includes coming to an understanding of what ego is and what it isn't, understanding the energy that it is, something that many people who've talked about ego seem to overlook or miss, and also understanding what it's not. Meaning that it's not an entity that has a mental awareness of itself or you or God or anybody, and the ego doesn't have an intentionality. Again, something that's often said about it that's not true, because ego has no mental capacity to form intentions to exert impact upon your life directly. And also coming to understand and tune into your own ego energy, because we all have our own ego energy that has to do with the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability. And that's something that you learn to tune into with the work I'm sharing with you across my website, my books, and these programs. And also the third contributor is replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs, things that we create, with those which are connected to truth and reality. both human and divine. We're looking at the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, irrational thoughts that people with higher vulnerability can bring into their efforts to achieve, to recognize the service they and others are offering, and their ability to experience a sense of meaning and purpose within their life. So here's the first reflection. My work or efforts to achieve aren't having a negative impact on me. My work or efforts to achieve aren't having a negative impact upon me. So when people are engaging in these fear-based, guilt-ridden, anger-related thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, the notion for this person is it's really not affecting me. It's not hurting me. But reality, and that's a non-reality-based thought because it is happening. It is real, and it's having a negative impact upon you. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. These include the notion that my ability to be a husband, wife, or partner isn't being affected by my efforts to achieve. So this person has the non-reality-based thought that this is not having a darker or negative effect upon the relationship and who they are in being a husband, wife, or partner, or who they are in being a father or a mother to their children. Another thought that's non-reality-based is that my ability to be a friend to siblings and coworkers isn't being affected by what's going on. In actuality, that's not true. That's a non-reality-based thought that this person thinks. Another thought, my ability to be emotionally available to others isn't being affected. So, you know, that we talk about relationships and about emotional availability, and people with higher ego vulnerability are often very much emotionally unavailable because the feelings of fear or anger or guilt are distancing themselves from love and being loving in their thoughts, words, and deeds, and it's often weak. So there's an impact going on here, and the non-reality-based thought that there are not, it's not being affecting their emotional availability is just not true. When your higher vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that your issues with accepting yourself, your weaknesses and imperfection has been negatively impacting the person you are and the person you are being as you work to achieve. But until then, when you're thinking that your work or efforts to achieve are not having a negative impact on yourself and all of the rest that I've shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to go on to another reflection. My work or efforts to achieve aren't having a negative impact on others. My work or efforts to achieve aren't having a negative impact on others. So this is this non-reality-based thought, non-truth connected or truth disconnected thought that what's going on within you isn't having an impact upon others, particularly the people that you live with. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity like these thoughts and ideas, that my husband, wife, or partner isn't feeling more distant from me. The reality is that oftentimes people are, and they're feeling more distance almost as a safety measure to keep away from being sucked into your situation, your energy. And so it's having an effect upon others. They want to keep away from you. They want to be closer, but they're not able to be closer because it's difficult to be close to you because it invites exposure to those kinds of emotions and those issues that you're experiencing. Another thought is that my children aren't feeling more distant from me. That's a non-reality-based thought. They are feeling more distant from you. You just don't realize it. Then the energy is blocking your awareness of that. Or that my siblings and friends and coworkers aren't feeling more distant from me. Again, more people in your life, they're being affected by the person you are being, how that energy is at work, particularly in the context of your efforts to succeed, to achieve, and so on. And also that your lack of emotional availability isn't affecting the relationships with people in general, beyond your family. You're not the most emotionally available person, particularly because those negative emotions are coming forward. When your higher vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that the way you're trying to achieve, which includes lots of feelings of anger and fear and guilt, is often affecting the people that are closest to you. But until then, when you're thinking that your efforts and to achieve aren't having a negative impact on others and all of the other things I shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to go on to another reflection of ego stupidity. I must get all of my work done before taking time out for fun or leisure activity. Something we talked about earlier, people with lower ego or higher ego vulnerability often, you know, become, I would call them workaholics, that they spend so much time working on things that they don't make time for fun, and they push the idea away. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because that is a lack of balance. We must combine working and playing in our lives with things. And that's ego stupidity. It feeds into some additional ego stupidity, including that the quality of my work will be highest if I stay connected to it. So I have to be in contact with it constantly, and that will allow for the quality of my work to be better. And that's a non-reality-based thought. Another thought, it's a sign of disinterest or a lack of commitment or laziness if I take breaks. The meaning, you know, distancing myself from my work and will actually reflect a weakness on my part, not being committed enough, or that I'm being lazy, which is not true. And also that taking breaks or relaxing will lower the quality of my work. It will bring it down, when that's not true at all. So when your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that striking a healthy balance between work and play often raises the quality of one's work and achievement. But until then, when you're thinking that I must get all my work done before taking time off for leisure or fun activity, and all the rest of what I've just shared, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection before we go to our second break, and that is that I need to prove something to myself and others by succeeding or achieving. People with higher ego vulnerability often get into this idea that they need to prove something to themselves and others by succeeding or achieving, and that's a non-reality-based thought. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into some additional ego stupidity begins to happen, which includes that I'll prove to myself that I am worthy or good enough by succeeding and achieving. That's a non-reality-based thought. Another is that I will prove to others, and often it's my mom or my dad or siblings, that I am worthy or good enough by succeeding and through achievement. And one more. I will prove them wrong by my success. I will prove them wrong by my success. Another non-reality-based thought that people can get caught up in, that I've heard oftentimes in working with people in therapy. When your higher ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that you don't need to prove what doesn't need to be proven. You don't need to prove what doesn't need to be proven. In a way, that's when your divinity is speaking to you, which is telling you that you're always worthy. You were never worthy. You were always equal. You were always good enough. But until then, when you're thinking that you need to prove something to yourself and others by succeeding or achieving and all the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our second break. And when we return, we'll be looking at some insights and ego's impact on spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I want to share some specific ego insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about today. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty achieving with your abilities, recognizing your service, and coming to know your life's purpose. These are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. Here's the first insight. Your higher vulnerability voice or energy is stopping you from knowing how much a lack of self-acceptance and the need to keep distance from your weaknesses and imperfections is motivating your efforts to achieve. It's leading you to miss the real work on self-acceptance and being at peace with your humanity that needs to be done. It's leading you to distance yourself from your divinity and your inherent worthiness and acceptance despite the weaknesses of your humanity. It's distancing you from the best version of you and life that comes from accepting your humanity and recognizing your divinity. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. The next insight. Your higher ego vulnerability voice is preventing you from realizing the role that fear, anger, and guilt are having in your efforts to achieve. It's distancing you from realizing how much fear-based achievement has been at work in your life. It's distancing you from how love-based achievement can be connected to your talents and abilities. It's distancing you from the sense of passion for your work due to the fear, anger, and guilt that has fueled your efforts. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight. Your higher vulnerability voice is preventing you from seeing the role that love plays in experiencing a sense of service, meaning, and purpose in your life. It's distancing you from love-based efforts involving your divinity within your efforts to achieve. It's distancing you from knowing the sense of service you're offering and the love at its root. It's distancing you from experiencing meaning and purpose that can only be known from a connection to the love at work as you use your talents and abilities. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. The next insight. Your higher vulnerability voice is contributing to the feeling of burden in your efforts to achieve. It's leading to the weight of burden that comes when fear, anger, and guilt are fueling one's efforts. It's distancing you from the weightlessness of love as you work hard and with happiness and joy to achieve. It's distancing you from the divinity in your being that can supply you with the fuel for the great achievements of which you're capable. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. One more insight. Your higher vulnerability is preventing you from recognizing the stress that you're placing on yourself and others due to your intense efforts to achieve. It's distancing you from the hidden costs on yourself that are being exacted in exchange for your achievement. It's distancing you from the hidden cost on others that are being exacted in exchange for your achievement. And it's distancing you from the better version of yourself you can be when your divinity is a participant in your efforts to achieve. When you awaken and are more ego conscious of your higher ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to achieving with our potential, recognizing our service, and experiencing purpose and meaning to our life. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of achieving with our potential, offering service, and coming to know our life's purpose. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. So here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego vulnerability. And we'll start with being the love God is. People with higher vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well and coming to know their life's purpose when failing to embrace their talents and abilities with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve the presence of fear, anger, or guilt within the use of all of your talents and abilities in order to achieve, to be of service to yourself, others, and God, and to experience meaning within your life. When your higher vulnerability has you placing conditions on the use of your abilities, intended to remove the imperfections and the weaknesses of your humanity, you're not being the unconditional love God is toward your abilities. And when your higher vulnerability weakens with fear, anger, and guilt, the connection of your abilities and potential to their use in knowing service, purpose, and meaning in your life, you're not being the connective love God is toward those talents and your service. And when your higher vulnerability is burdening you with fear, anger, and guilt when working to achieve, offer service, and experience meaning, you're not being the unburdened love God is towards your abilities and potential. And when your higher vulnerability is limiting the use of your potential to removing the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity, you're not being the unlimited love God is toward the talents you have been given. And when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll take a look at ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the talents they and others have been given, when they are met with faulty beliefs and ignorance about their significance, the service they can offer, and the sense of meaning that can be known from their use. One's abilities aren't for the purpose of removing the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity. Your divinity involves honoring and respecting all of the gifts that you and others have been given, whenever and wherever they can be of service to yourself, others, and God. When your higher vulnerability is leading you to dishonor and disrespect your talents and potential with faulty ideas about their quality, effectiveness, and importance, you're not being the life God is toward the gifts that you've been given. When your higher ego vulnerability is leading to your dishonoring and disrespecting the talents and potential of others from which they can offer service and come to know meaning, you're not being the life God is toward their gifts. When your higher vulnerability is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with narrow thoughts about what talents are worthwhile, what should be achieved, and what represents service, you're not being the life God is toward what each has been given. And when your higher vulnerability is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with unneeded and faulty comparisons involving what has been done with one's abilities, you're not being the life God is when engaging in these comparisons. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on this. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to welcome the use of their talents and abilities within the service they are offering to themselves, others, and God. A fulfillment of human and divine truth within your purpose of serving others, yourself, and God. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which you are willing to embrace and use your talents in what will ultimately be of service to others, yourself, and God. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for embracing and nourishing your talents in whatever service can be rendered. When higher ego vulnerability is keeping you at a distance from truthful recognition and use of your talents in the service of others, yourself, and God, you're not being the energy God is toward your talents. And when higher ego vulnerability is leading you to fail to truthfully recognize the breadth and diversity of ability that can be used by you and others to achieve, serve, and experience meaning in one's life, you're not being the energy God is toward those abilities. When higher ego vulnerability is leading you to fail to truthfully recognize the service that many have been offering to you with their abilities, you're not being the energy God is toward their gifts and service. And when higher ego vulnerability is leading you to fail to truthfully recognize the service you have been offering to others with your talents and abilities, you're not being the energy God is toward your talents and service. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego vulnerability and difficulty achieving your life's purpose, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact that I've shared with you. I hope that what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.